Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
Look at those pink blossoms, though. They're so pretty.
Ouch.
It is a cactus.
We're at the Myers Homestead Trail across from the Walker Ranch, about 8 miles up the Flagstaff Road, looking for pink blooming ball cacti. We're standing in one rocky spot, just one place, and I gave up counting the cacti when I got to 60. There are well over 60 cactus just within sight. These flamboyant flowers vary from pale pink to a torrid fuchsia and bloom from late April through May at various elevations. Like many other cactus, it copes with winter by losing water and shrinking into the ground. Some actually disappear, but they plump up again in spring. Usually, they are especially abundant on this dry, gravelly ridge near the beginning of the trail. But you can also find them on rocky soils along the Anu White Trail and other foothills canyons, and even in conifer forests, such as grow along the Sleepy Lion Trail leading to Button Rock Reservoir. The flowers close up on cloudy days or early in the morning, so go out on a sunny midday in May to find them.
There are actually three kinds of ball cactus in Boulder County. This one we call pediocactus or ball cactus, but there's another one with the same fuchsia-colored blossoms called nipple cactus. And then just to make it more confusing, there's something called hedgehog cactus that has yellow blossoms. But all three were used as survival food by Native Americans. And we also have the prickly pear cactuses, and we have three or four kinds of those here in Boulder County, and they're actually much more than survival food. They're very delicious. But we encourage people never to collect cactus. If you remove them from their native soils, they'll just die if you transplant them. And they're such wonders to see out here, these beautiful ball cactus, that we want to leave them right where we find them.